I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome back to another week here at the Stress Mastery Podcast. I'm your host, David the Super Millennial. This week on the Stress Mastery Podcast, our topic is on the prison of the belief systems. In today's episode of Mondays with the Super Millennial, we're going to be discussing why creativity is the key from your prison. Before we get started with today's episode, I would like to remind you guys that access to the Stress Mastery community is absolutely free for the first 30 days. Sign up today and get complete access to courses, evaluations, community discussions, and much, much more instantly. If you guys have any questions at all, please feel free to email me at david@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com, and I'll make sure to answer any questions or concerns you guys may have. Simply go to the website www.stressmasterycommunity.com or use the links right below. We hope to see you guys in the community very soon. For those of you guys who are in the community, you guys are doing a fantastic job sharing, explaining, expanding with one another. The way you guys interact is fantastic. I love going in there. You guys are awesome. We will be doing some more lessons very soon, and we will have some more Q&As and things like that coming up. So stay tuned for that. But for now, let's get started with today's episode. As a creative person, I've never seen something kill someone's creativity faster than someone locked in the prison of their beliefs. Now, I know this is a pretty bold statement, but I honestly believe it's true. So just hear me out. When you're locked inside of the prison of your own belief systems, you are limited to the programs, ideas, and beliefs of your tribe, and you have no say so. Once you are locked into this, you are stuck believing in what you have been taught, and there is nothing further than that. There is nothing that goes past those beliefs. You are supposed to be programmed by your tribe to keep you in the tribe. There is no expanding. There is no going further. There is no exploring out, because before, that's how you died. This is about survival, and our bodies are built and geared for survival. You are taught to be limited in what you're doing. You're taught to do what the tribe normally does. So the way that your family interacts, the people who raised you, the people who have programmed you, the person or the people who have locked you into this belief system, the prison, are there to show you what you're supposed to follow just so you can be safe. That's all this whole thing is. I know we kind of talk about it, especially when we call it a prison, we make it sound bad, but the way that we are wired is for safety and survival, and that's what it's supposed to do. You are supposed to be limited to what is possible. You are supposed to be taught what is impossible rather than what can become possible. Being stuck in this prison, you are just trying to fit in. There is no room for thinking outside the box, and there's definitely no room for creativity. Thinking outside the box will require you to think outside of those prison walls that you are trapped in because of those belief systems, because thinking outside the box means you're thinking outside your comfort zone, and that is not what your tribe wants. Your tribe wants you to be locked in, follow the rules of the tribe, and do not stir up the pot. That makes your tribe extremely uncomfortable, and your tribe hates change. You're programmed to not change. You're programmed to stay within the tribe and the cultural programs that you are given. You see, in this prison, you're simply meant to survive and fit in, not expand or change. Without the ability to expand, we will never, never create, connect to our purpose. It's just not going to happen. Within these walls of the prison, there is no room for connectivity. There is no room for your purpose, because the connection is not supposed to be there. You're not supposed to try to expand. You're supposed to try to fit in. Stop trying to stir the pot. That's what your tribe wants. So How do we get this ability to expand and connect? Well, the key to it all is creativity. Creativity is, in fact, thinking outside the box, discovering what is possible and not what is impossible. Creativity is taking those chances, going out there and taking a risk, seeing what is out there, seeing what is there different, things that your tribe and your belief systems don't want you to go out there because you could possibly get hurt. They don't want you to go out there because you could possibly fail. These are things that creativity allows you to do. It allows you to test the waters and see how far you can go. All of the great things that we have today is because somebody thought outside the box, somebody unlocked their prison of their belief systems, and they went after the impossible. The fact that you're listening to a podcast right now is someone who got creative, thought outside the box, and broke out of their prison. The fact that we have cell phones in our pockets with more technology than ever before is because somebody became creative and got outside of that prison. These things, all these things at one point were told, this is impossible. That's so dumb. Don't risk this. You don't want to look stupid. Don't do this. Don't do that. That's what the belief system would lock them into. If these people would have listened, we would not have these things today. This is why being creative and thinking different is absolutely important. Being creative also does not mean you're an artist. Being creative doesn't mean that you're great with music. Being creative doesn't mean you can paint or draw. Being creative is thinking different and thinking for yourself. Challenging and trying to understand the world through your eyes is being creative. This is a wonderful thing that people need to understand. So many people say, well, I'm not creative, or I'm not creative enough, or you know what, I have a friend that's creative. No, everyone is creative in their own ways. We have just been taught that not everyone is creative. This is a part of that belief system. Everyone is creative in their own way. This is so important. This means that you're just thinking different and for yourself. You're thinking outside the box for yourself. You're doing things for yourself in a way that you believe fit. Being creative is thinking to the other path than the one that your tribe wants you to follow. Thinking different is allowing you to expand, become childlike, have that imagination of what could you do and where you can do it, and all these awesome things that when you're stuck in that belief system, you should not be having these thoughts. So challenging yourself and trying to understand the world through your own eyes is being creative. For all of you guys who say you aren't creative, this is your call to say you are. And to break out from this prison, this is your key. We are all creative in our own way. And today, I want to give you three of my top things you can do to become more creative and break out of this prison for yourself. So the first thing that I have is you need to start visualizing more often. So there's two parts that I want you to start visualizing or start using before you visualize. One is become childlike on the imagination of everything in the world. Start imagining everything. Daydream. It's great. Daydream, do all these things, but then bring it in and visualize. Visualize is much more than just daydreaming. Visualizing is connecting. It's feeling the energy. It's acclimating to these things being done. Visualization is basically the work aspect of manifesting into your life and bringing it in and creating such a vivid image in your head that it becomes true. It becomes tangible. It becomes something that you can work towards. Daydreaming just allows your creativity to wander. It allows your thought process to go further than the possibilities that you've been told. Having a good imagination is fantastic when you want to create, move, and just expand overall. So start with the daydreaming. Start with the imagination. But when you get these things locked in, you find what you want, and you find the thing that you want to do, you lock it in, you visualize, you really get deep with it, know the colors, know the smells, know the energy, know the everything about it. And that's what visualization does. Number two, start asking yourself, what if? And I mean, start questioning everything. What if money wasn't an issue? What if distance wasn't an issue? What if time wasn't an issue? Do all these things and start eliminating all the what ifs. Start figuring out, how can I make this happen? So most of the time, the what if is the limiting belief. Well, I don't have enough time. Well, what if you did? Well, I don't have enough money. Well, what if you did? Go through all these things and see how many of them you could actually do, or some of them are just the thoughts in your head stopping you from doing these things. Ask yourself and question everything. What if? I do this all the time. And I find myself finding that I can do a lot of these things. It's just the limiting belief that I had was stopping me. All the time that I want to travel is, well, I don't have the time. Well, actually, I do. What if I don't have the money? Well, I can save up. I found all my answers by asking what if. And that is showing me all the limiting beliefs that I've been carrying that I do not, that I'm not aware of. And that's because I was stuck in the belief system. And this questioning, this wanting to know, was my creativity. And this allowed me to expand and actually start doing a lot of those things. And that brings me to my third one, is ask yourself what if and what happens when you have an answer for all of them. Take a risk. Assess it. See if you can. You know, go out there and do something that's against your tribe. Do something that's going to be for you. Do something that's going to help you connect. Something that's going to make you want to grow. Take risks. We're so afraid of failure, even though it's not really a failure. Yeah, maybe it's a setback. Maybe it didn't go exactly the way, but I promise you'll learn something from it. Assess the risk. See the challenge. What's the challenge? What's the benefit? Go through it all, and then you know what? Take a risk every now and then. It is awesome for you, and it'll allow you to expand, grow, and get the hell out of that prison. So let's go over the three things one more time, and let's get out of here and start our week. The first thing is start visualizing, start imagining, and start daydreaming. They're very good for you. Number two, start asking yourself, what if? And ask this question often. And number three, take some risk in your life. Assess it, see what it, if it's worth it, and then you go ahead and do it. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.